Friends, will you please join with me in a spirit of prayer? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, and the bold testimonies of our lives be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may have noticed that we didn't quite finish this parable of the prodigal father, did we? As the father begins to celebrate his younger son's return, there's another character who appears on the scene. Does anyone remember who that is? The other brother, that's right. The father has an older son, too. He's the son who has followed all the rules, the one who has always done the right things. And when he sees the lavish party that his father is throwing for his younger brother, when he sees the generous gifts given to the one who didn't follow the rules or do the right things, well, how would you feel if you were him? And that's how we often use this parable. We're asked to use the parable of the lovingly lavish and joyfully generous father to reflect on our own lives and to choose whether we feel like we are the younger son, the one who's wandered away and been welcomed back home, or whether we're the older son, the one who has stayed the course all along. Now this summer, you know, we are diving deeply into the connections between 12-step recovery programs and the life of faith. We are using Richard Rohr's book, Breathing Underwater. Many of you last week asked about it, so I hold it up today so that if you want to get your own copy, you know a bit what it looks like, this bright blue cover. And Rohr wrote this book to explore how the good news of the gospel shines through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. But he wrote the book not just for alcoholics, but for all of us, because he believes that 12-step recovery programs have something to teach all of us about the life of faith. Now, this is only the second week of a 12-week-long series, so I want to be sure that we're all on the same page about why we're doing this. This preaching series isn't only for those people who identify as alcoholics or addicts. It's not for those people we think have a drinking problem or a drug problem if only they would admit it. This preaching series is for all of us who are trying to figure out what it means to live a life of faith. Because the road to recovery that has helped alcoholics become sober can be the same road that helps each of us surrender more fully to the love of God. That's why we chose for the scripture reading today to end before we got to the older son. For those of us who don't struggle with addiction, it's way too easy to let ourselves think that we are the ones who have stayed the course all along, that we are the ones who have followed the rules and done all the right things. It is way too tempting to identify as the older brother and to start looking around for all of our younger siblings and naming all the things that they've done wrong. But I want to take that option away today. Today, I'm not asking you to figure out if you are the older son or the younger son. I'm asking you to identify fully with the younger son and to think about what it feels like to receive the lavish, generous love of our God. no matter how far you have wandered from God's ways. What is it like to receive the lavish, generous love of God? If you think back to the younger son's story, he had asked for his inheritance. He went to a far-off land. He made some really bad choices, and then he realized he needed to go home. So before he set off for home, though, he came up with his excuses and what he was going to say to beg for his father's forgiveness when he returned home. And once he had all of that worked out, he set off and went home to his father. But his father saw him coming, and when he was still far off, his father went running out to meet him and embraced him, wrapped his arms around him. Even before the young son could say a word, he was embraced by his father's love. That is the beauty of our faith. There are countless ways that we have all wandered from God, if we are honest. There are countless ways that we have tried to make it on our own. There are countless mistakes we have made along the way. Not one of us is perfect, and that's okay. Because the beauty of our faith is that nothing we have ever done and nothing we ever will do could cause God to stop loving us. We don't even have to explain our mistakes. We don't even have to beg for forgiveness. God is always waiting to embrace us with love. God is always ready to welcome us home. So today, I invite you to surrender to that love. No matter where your journey has taken you, no matter how far you have wandered from God's ways, no matter how hard you have tried to make it on your own, no matter the mistakes you have made along the way, God is waiting to embrace you with love. If you close your eyes and still your mind and open your heart, I wonder if you can hear God whispering in your ear, "You are my son who was dead and is alive again. You are my daughter who was lost and is found. Welcome home." Amen.